This is an odd time of year because it's Christmas and New Year's and it's everything all jammed together. And so it may come as a surprise or may not, depending on how you think, that I start thinking about babies. Jesus coming as a baby. I don't know how many of you have seen cartoons or anything about the new year and the old year, and the old year is this decrepit old piece of baggage or whatever. And then there's a baby that says the new year, so I thought, oh, talk about babies, and not an ordinary baby, which, of course, is a trick. There's no such thing as an ordinary baby. Go ahead. Go to the first new parents you see and tell them that their baby is ordinary. I'd recommend being out of arm's reach, just in case, because nobody thinks their baby is ordinary, and really, the baby isn't ordinary. Every baby is extraordinary. Every baby is this bundle of potential, in a way that none of us can see. It's possible that Mary had a better insight into where her son may end up, but I don't think she knew everything. I don't think she had a clear vision of what Jesus was going to do, any more than any other parent does. We have some ideas. We have some things we hope for. We have some things we hope against. Because none of our babies are ordinary. And if we push the metaphor just a little bit into looking at New Year's as babies, there's no such thing as an ordinary year either. One of the things I stopped doing was saying, well, next year will be better. It's true. Next year usually is better. Sometimes it takes more than a year. One of the things I tell young people, and they find this hard to believe, is that every decade is better than the year and than the decade before. Not necessarily every year. Sometimes years can be really challenging. The year that you first bring home twins, that's a tough year. Wonderful, glorious year in many ways. It is not easy. But decades, on the other hand, those get better, at least so far. Every decade has been better than the one before. That doesn't mean that every year is better, because there's no ordinary years either. We can't make predictions about years any more than we can make predictions about our children. Even the people who knew what was likely to happen didn't predict our pandemic year in the way that it actually turned out, I don't think. Thinking back to all the various highlight years in 1939, I don't think people were predicting what the next 6 years are going to be looking like. 1929, before the stock market crashed and the world disappeared into a morass of depression, I don't think anybody predicted that. Because we can't predict things, and the sooner we realize that, the less likely we are to think that things that are coming in the future are ordinary. Jesus was not an ordinary baby, but neither are any of yours. We try sometimes, and I don't think it helps us very much, to turn Jesus as a baby and as a child into something other than a baby and a child. I know a number of people, primarily people who have born babies, who find that line in Silent Night, Little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, or whatever. Just what? No, that just means there's something wrong. Babies cry. It's okay. Nothing wrong with babies crying. Jesus cried. Jesus made a mess. Jesus tried to help Mary or Joseph or some uncle or aunt and didn't help at all. You know, the desire was there. The ability was not, because Jesus was an ordinary baby while not being ordinary. I look at my own children, metaphorically or occasionally when they're right in front of me, and I never think, well, this is exactly what I was expecting. And I haven't talked to every parent in the world, but every parent in the world I've talked to has a similar experience. For our children don't do what we want them to. They do who they are. And for most children, for most people, it takes a while to figure out who you are, and that's okay. That's how it works. And I'm glad we don't hold our children, at least I hope we don't, to those things they say in those moments of grand passion that happen so easily under the age of 25. that this is what they're going to do for the rest of their life, or never going to do again, or whatever it might be. Because hardly any of those predictions come true either. Oh, I can't remember, thankfully, some of the statements I made in that grandiose way to my parents about what I would and wouldn't do. I seem to recall one along the lines of saying I would never be one of those people who always starts the day with coffee. If I want caffeine, it'll be carbonated caffeine. Well, if you give me carbonated caffeine first thing in the morning, I'm going to look at you like you're demented, because I'm not going to drink that first thing in the morning. I'm going to drink coffee, like my dad said I would. Because I wasn't ordinary either, even though I was completely ordinary. The Jesus we follow, the Jesus we love, comes to us knowing everything that we have gone through. And we see that in Hebrews, and it's one of those things that I keep coming back to again and again as if it's new, because there's so much there. The reminder that Jesus experienced all that I have experienced. That Jesus got as angry as I get without sinning. That Jesus was tempted as strongly as I have been when I have given in, but didn't give in. In that aspect, Jesus was completely ordinary. All of us face temptation. All of us face the opportunity to do the right or the wrong thing. All of us face moments when we want to do violence to someone or to something. All of us have those moments when we love our families so much we'd happily lay down our lives for them if that was necessary. And everything in between. And Jesus lived through all of that. And that's one of the things that helps us understand that when God asks us to do things, when God says, this is what my plan for you is, or this is what I want you to do today, these are the things that I have gifted you for, God knows from the inside how hard some of those things can be. Because sometimes we'll take the idea that Jesus wasn't an ordinary baby because there's no such thing, and we'll turn Jesus into something that is unlike any baby, any little boy, any young man. And we'll say that, of course, Jesus was tempted, but of course, Jesus couldn't give in to temptation. But if we say that, we're saying that the author of the book of Hebrews didn't know what they were talking about. To say that Jesus could not have given in to temptation means that Jesus was playing with a stacked deck, with loaded dice. That he was playing a game this game of life, to different rules than we have, and that's just not the case. We don't know everything about the incarnation, the mysterious union of human and divine, hypostatic union, if you want your theological term for the last Sunday of this calendar year. But if Jesus couldn't give in to temptation, then Jesus wasn't actually human. And that's wrong. It's a heresy. We don't call things heresies very often anymore, but some things are, and that's one of them. Jesus was fully human and fully divine. It's a mystery we'll never understand entirely, at least not on this earth. Maybe, if it still matters to us when we see Jesus face to face, when all things are wrapped up, maybe he'll explain it in a way that I'll go, oh, now I finally get it. I don't know. I don't even know if I'll care then. But I know I will never understand it here. But Jesus was an ordinary baby. An ordinary toddler. An ordinary teenager, if they had such things back then. I don't know if they had angsty teenagers the way we do. But people certainly went through different stages of development and had difficulties and all that. What did Jesus do when his voice cracked when he was trying to make an important point to someone? For those of you that has never happened, good for you. I can assure you, it's not pleasant. You feel like an idiot, even though you're not. You're just somebody growing into the body you've been. But those things happen to Jesus. and the baby of the year ahead of us. I've already been wished Happy New Year by my brother-in-law, who's in Japan, which is a day ahead of us. Kind of fun. When a friend of ours is, when she's in the Philippines, as she is fairly often doing relief and development work, I often get a birthday greeting the day before, because you're also a day before. So this year has started in some places. For us, it starts tomorrow. And there's nothing magic, there's nothing profound about the transition of the calendar from one to another. But there's something about it that affects us. This is when we make resolutions, if we are so inclined, or we set goals, which I think is probably a little healthier. But still, whatever we do, maybe review the year behind us. We look forward to the year ahead. Well, it's not going to be an ordinary year either, because there's none of those either. I don't know what this year will hold any more than I knew what my children were going to turn into in the first 27 or 17 years of their lives. I do know some things. In the same way that I knew that my children would always be my children, that I knew I would love them no matter what decisions they made, good, bad, or indifferent, what kind of choices they made, the kind of people they hung out with, the kinds of things they did with their spare time, they'd always be my kids and I'd always love them. And I do. I look to this year coming up and I know it's unlikely to the point of impossibility that this year coming up will have some things in it that are so delightful I can barely describe them, and some so awful that I never would have chosen them. And a whole bunch of stuff in between. Thankfully, most of it's in between. The year coming up is going to have some days of tedium, days when I just look at the quotidian things of life, those things that we do over and over again, because you can't just do all your dishes for the year once and then not do them for the rest of the year. You do them every day, whenever you do them. And at some point, that's going to be tedious and I won't want to do it. And some days I'll look at it as an opportunity to enter into the reality of life through the doing of dishes as a gift to me and to the rest of the family and everything in between. And this year coming up, we'll suffer losses and gains of people, of achievements, of things. We'll create memories in the next 12 months that are precious to us. And some that if we could, we'd just snip them out and leave them behind. Because this is not an ordinary year coming up, even though it is completely ordinary. But there are no ordinary years. I don't think we'll get a pandemic the same way we had. I don't know who's going to win whatever championship is most important to you. I don't know what's going to happen in the Olympics in Paris. Except breakdancing is going to be there as a sport, which will be interesting to watch, to say the very least. We know the big picture of the year coming up. We don't know the details, and we don't have to. Because what we do know about this year coming up also is that God will be with us every step of the way. That Jesus, who experienced everything we have experienced or will experience, will be with us. That the Holy Spirit, who said, "I love you so much, I'm going to dwell within you and give you gifts to do things that you didn't know you could, so that the world is better because you did them." Yeah, I suspect there will be some things we don't like. But I want to look forward to this year the same way I look forward to the future for my babies. When the twins are born, I didn't think, well, I bet one of them will have cancer before they're 30. No. I said, these kids are going to make a difference. And they have. Worldwide difference? No, I don't think so. Difference to the people around them? Without question. Good things have happened because my children are here, and your children are here, and your parents' children are right in front of me. All kinds of wondrous things will come in this year ahead. And a gracious God, who we know best through Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, will be with us every step of the year, because this year coming up is no more ordinary than Jesus was ordinary, for any of your children who are ordinary. Amen.